KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Paul Jesperson matched his season high with 13 points, and Seth Tuttle also had 13 to help keep 18th-ranked Northern Iowa in the hunt for the Missouri Valley Conference title with a 59-52 win over Southern Illinois Wednesday night. The Panthers rallied from their fifth halftime deficit of the season, and they stay a game back of number 12 Wichita State. Northern Iowa will host Wichita State Saturday at the McLeod Center. Jesperson, who scored 12 points in his previous eight games, made 5 of 6 from the field, including 3 of 4 from the three-point line. Tuttle made 4 of 7 from the field and 5 of 7 at the free-throw line to help the Panthers win their eighth straight game as UNI improves to 19-2. They're 8-1 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Reed Timmer and Gary Ricks Jr. each scored 15 points to help Drake roll to a 69-57 victory over Bradley last night. Timmer was 6 of 10 from the floor, and Ricks made 5 of 12 shots, including 4 of 9 from long range. Jacob Envold Jensen chipped in 14 points, and Carl Madison dished out 5 assists for Drake as they shot 55.6% from the floor. With the win, the Bulldogs improved to 5-16 on the season. They're 2-7 in the Valley. Notre Dame remains second in the ACC after winning a battle of top 10 teams. Jerry and Grant scored 23 points and had 12 assists as the 8th-ranked Fighting Irish knocked off number 4 Duke 77-73. Grant hit a jumper as the shot clock was expiring to put the Irish up 73-70 with 107 to play. Steve Vastoria later beat the shot clock with a three-pointer to make it 76-72. Notre Dame is 20-2 overall. They're 8-1 in the conference. Duke is 4-3 in the ACC, and that's their worst league start since 1995-96. Elsewhere in the top 25, 6th-ranked Arizona is 7-1 in the Pac-12 after a 90-56 pounding of Oregon. Number 9, Kansas, trailed by a point before Frank Mason III hit a layup to spark a 12-0 run in the Jayhawks' 64-61 victory at TCU. Chris Jones had 28 points and Terry Rozier 23 in 10th-ranked Louisville's 81-72 win at Boston College. Fred VanVleet scored a career-high 27 points to lead number 12 Wichita State past Loyola, 58-47. Marcus George Hunt scored 24 points, and Georgia Tech earned its first ACC victory of the season, shocking number 23 Miami, 70-50. Purdue knocked off number 22 Indiana, 83-67, as Rafael Davis scored 19 points. Ryan Spangler had a season-high 20 points, and number 24 Oklahoma allowed the fewest points ever in a Big 12 conference game as they crushed Texas Tech 81-36. Well, the Iowa State women scored only 9 points in the final 11 minutes of the game, and they lost to Kansas 61-56 last night. That was the Cyclones' first home loss of the season, and Coach Bill Fenley says it was not an upset.
Upset are what happened to good teams, and offensively we were ridiculously bad. No excuses. We talked at nauseam about what Kansas was going to do, how they were going to guard us, and we just didn't want to do it.
The Cyclones had their three-game winning streak snapped as they fall to 5-3 in the Big 12. Sienna Johnson led ISU with 15 points. Nikki Moody added 13 points and 11 assists.
We had some kids not show up and do the things they needed to do, and that's disappointing in any night, especially a home game. But it's the first time it's really happened to us this season. And we're going to find out what this team's made of. And we're going to find out real quick.
Iowa State will host Oklahoma State on Saturday. In the NBA last night, Philadelphia beat Detroit 89-69, Cleveland over Portland 99-94, Toronto beat Sacramento 119-102, Minnesota topping Boston 110-98, Atlanta beat Brooklyn 113-102, Houston over Dallas 99-94, Denver beat New Orleans 93-85, it was New York over Oklahoma City 100-92, San Antonio beating Charlotte 95-86, the LA Clippers beat Utah 94-89, and Phoenix outscored Washington 106-98. In the National Hockey League, just 3 games, New Jersey beat Toronto in a shootout, 2-1. Washington shut down Pittsburgh 4-0. Los Angeles beat Chicago 4-3. The top-ranked Iowa Hawkeye wrestlers prepare for Friday night's showdown with second-ranked Minnesota in the Twin Cities. Both those teams have 10-0 dual meet records.
I don't know if it does get much better than this. A lot of memories. It's everything. It's the next thing on the schedule, and it's your next test and your next assignment, next mission. So it's a big deal. It's a big deal to both programs.
That's Iowa coach Tom Brands, who knows the Gophers will be ready.
And, you know, the other day you get the probables, and it wasn't probables from them. It was a fight card. And it, actually, I think they called it a match card, where it was a full color, good looking. You know, they had their guys in the rankings with the M by each guy, and they had our guys with the rankings with a Tiger Hawk by each guy. And so they bill it. They bill it for what it is, and it's a two Titans going at it.
Iowa 174-pounder Mike Evans sounds pretty confident that the Hawkeyes will be able to handle the pressure.
I mean, you got to look at it this way. We're going to go into their arena, and we're going to hear a bunch of boos, and we're going to hear a huge crowd, and then we're going to shut them up.
Top-ranked Hawkeyes facing Minnesota, number two ranked, coming up on Friday night. Well, it's cold and flu season, and apparently even Super Bowl quarterbacks aren't impervious to getting sick. Patriots signal caller Tom Brady says he's been dealing with a cold for about 4 days now, but he adds that he will be ready for Sunday's Super Bowl 49. Seahawks defensive back Richard Sherman reacted by laughing and saying his arm doesn't have a cold. Brady went through a full practice on Wednesday despite his cold. He's listed as probable on the injured report with an ankle problem. Patriots starting center Brian Stork practiced on a limited basis Wednesday. Stork is listed as questionable for Sunday's game, along with cornerback Brandon Browner, linebacker Dante Hightower, defensive tackles Chris Jones and Sialver Saliga, and receiver Brandon LaFell. Safety Earl Thomas is the only player listed as questionable on the Seahawks injury report. Thomas participated in full practice as he tries to play through a dislocated shoulder suffered in the NFC title game. In tennis, top seed Serena Williams and number two Maria Sharapova will compete in another Grand Slam final, this time at the Australian Open in a rematch of their 2007 championship match. Williams weathered a barrage of big serves and heavy ground strokes in the first set before beating 19-year-old American Madison Keys 7-6 and 6-2. Williams broke Keys twice in the second set, but Keys saved seven match points on serve in the penultimate game before Williams closed with an ace on her ninth match point. Williams is seeking her 19th major championship and carries a 16-2 lifetime record against Sharapova, including a victory in the 2007 final. Sharapova reached the Australian Open final for the fourth time after cruising to a 6-3, 6-2 triumph over number 10 Ekaterina Makarova. Sharapova had her service broken in the first set before winning the next six games to take control of the match. The five-time major champion has been in command since fighting off a pair of match points in her second-round match against qualifier Alexandra Panova. And on the men's side, Andy Murray advanced to his fourth Australian Open final and a chance to win his third Grand Slam title with a 6-7, 6-love, 6-3, 7-5 semifinal win over Tomas Berdych on Thursday. Murray broke Berdych's serve in the 11th game of the final set and clinched the match with an ace to advance to Sunday's final against either Novak Djokovic or defending champion Stan Wawrinka. Murray's former coach, Danny Valurdi, was hired by Berdych a few weeks after Murray cut ties with the Venezuelan. On Thursday, there appeared to be several verbal exchanges between the players and the coaching boxes. Murray lost Australian Open finals to Roger Federer in 2010 and Djokovic in 2011, both in straight sets, and then again to Djokovic in four sets in 2013. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.